A very merry unbirthday to you. This is The Perfect Pour.
What was that? What was that about?
I don't know.
To me. Very merry unbirthday.
Something I heard over the weekend. I'm not sure what it means.
So that's the scuttlebutt around Disneyland.
Yeah, it keeps saying it to you. I'm like, what?
You know, what the hell are you talking about?
Get away birthday from me. To you, sir.
What would you guys think if I just became like a really big Fallout Boy fan, like super, like way into Fallout Boy? And I started a Fall Out Boy podcast, and I was just like, oh, Fall Out Boy.
Wait, you're not a super big Fall Out Boy fan?
You're not the number one podcaster.
I'm sorry.
Number one Fall Out Boy podcast right here. It's The Perfect Pour! I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
And I'm Rad Stacy.
We're going to be hanging out with you, having some fun with the Bears. That we drink, and the beers we look out for to drink, and the listeners drink. The listeners call us and tell us stuff too.
Fun might be stretching it.
Oh, come on. Wrap it up. Let's go. Let's have some fun.
Wrap it up.
Dig deep.
Check your dates.
Wait, are we at the end of the show already?
What? Yeah.
It's the end of the show when we're giving.
But before the show started, I'm just finishing off this Alesmith double up IPA, double IPA, and the pint stuff donated to the show. Excuse me, it's pretty good. It's Alesmith, it's San Diego. I think San Diego has some sort of city ordinance. Like, if you don't brew a good IPA, then you're not allowed a liquor license, but I don't know.
It's the rules, man. No IPA.
Finish that off.
No dice.
What are you drinking there, Nick?
I am wrapping up my one of my undrank hotel beers from my trip. Strike Brewing's Two Seam.
Uh-huh.
Two Seam.
Baseball reference.
I'm having what I can only assume was like a prank beer from Fontana Jim.
Ah, wait,
Jack.
the brewer needed prank beer, or Fontana Jim is pranking you?
I think Fontana Jim was pranking me with this beer.
Try to drink this.
Joke's on me, Jim. Thanks a lot. It's a Jackrabbit Elvis fucking peanut butter Dunkel something or other banana stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
you said you like Dunkel beers.
We heard you like banana stuff.
I feel like, you know, Fontana Jim and I have not like officially hung out, but I feel like we know each other well enough that he knows. It took me a while to open this one too, because I'm just like, is today the day? I don't think today's the day. And then finally I'm like, hey, I feel
better.
Like shit.
It's not getting any better. Actually, maybe it does get better. Maybe if the banana falls off some more, maybe it does get a little bit better.
The banana has completely fallen off.
Oh, good.
It's like there's like no banana at all. It's Elvis sweat and peanut butter is all I'm getting.
Sorry about that. I got on stage. I got to do a good show.
Authentic sweat.
And I sweat.
Yeah, and this isn't like early Elvis. This is like late. Like freaking Vegas Strip Elvis. Okay, this is sweaty.
Well, that's
unitard Elvis.
That's the kind of beer that Brew Dogs would make. They would use Elvis sweat to make a beer.
We're
going to make an Elvis
and
beer.
Extract it,
and it doesn't.
That's Elvis juice.
It doesn't say on the can, but this shit is hazy. I can only assume that it's the peanut
sweat.
Butter.
I don't know. It looks like
sweat?
Okay.
That's the sweat. It's
polyester and skin cells mixed together.
It's not. That looks like a. What the hell does that look like? That looks
diarrhea.
Like
diarrhea.
I like a. well,
how would you know that?
That looks
grow up, Nick. You know what.
Oh, okay.
Modelo.
All right.
You eat shit for breakfast.
In this case, dessert. Yeah. gosh darn it. Wow. I don't know what to think of this, Jim.
Wait, was Jim going like, I'm donating this to her, so she's going to have to drink it on the show. It's going to be freaking hilarious.
Well, I did. I mean, that's possible. I take the bait on that kind of stuff 100% because I do like I like my own live reacts, right? Like, I know I'm not going to like this, but I'm going to wait for other people to watch me not like it.
Yeah. That's the fun in life, though. You know, have fun. You're having fun.
And here's
fun
the
with
thing.
It.
I like Dunkelweiss. I like bananas and I like peanut butter. I just don't think they should like be at the same party.
Yeah. Right.
That's all.
Like, yeah. I'll eat a salad and with the lettuce and stuff, and that's great. But put lettuce on a hamburger or taco, I'll say, God, get away from it. I can't stand it. just don't. Things don't need to be comboed up all the time.
I watched a really funny TikTok video the other day that your lettuce comment reminded me of it. It was white person taco night. And if you go on TikTok and just search for that, it's really funny.
Oh, I mean, I
white
know
white person taco night.
Well, you're supposed to put cabbage on taco, but I don't jam with cabbage either. I don't want any green stuff getting in the way of my taco.
Well, like raw cabbage or steamed?
Any cabbage. Anything green on a taco is stupid.
Cilantro?
Well, a little bit of cilantro is fine.
Jalapeno?
No. yes. I don't need any
hard J.
I don't need any
hard J.
The hard J. Extra spicy.
It's so spicy.
What are you drinking, Nick? Or no, we already got yours, Spike. We got yours, so we're all clued in on our beers.
I just opened up an Ale Smith, currently trending cold IPA.
I love gold.
You guys are all into the Ale Smith tonight, so I'm opening up the weird one that I was just talking about.
Wow,
you guys are opening up. I'm gonna open up too.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Triple. Oh, Mike.
I love gold.
Now my
the gold is dying a slow death. Well,
it's had a lot of beer poured on it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right then.
Pour
a lot of beer on me.
I'm having my psyllium dream. It's made of.
I'm having a green cheek beer donated by the Pine Stuff again. It's DDH birds are real. DDH birds are real, man. Birds aren't real, but these birds are.
Birds are real. It's 100%
Citra.
Yeah, they're robots.
Spies.
I saw a room full of them singing to me.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
Take it to the land of Phil.
Is this hazy? This is hazy.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It didn't say hazed. On the can that it was
that's
hazy.
Not gonna, that's not going to help your constitution.
You got hazed.
Oh, I don't have constipation. Is that what you said?
No, your constitution, your general makeup of your stomach.
Like having the opposite.
Oh, no.
I'm good. Fine.
You need a good hearty beer.
Need a good stout firm, yeah.
Yeah, good firm. Stout firm. Firm up.
Something
firm
with
up.
Oats in it.
Yeah, need some oats. Oats and hose.
Oats and hose.
Yeah. You need a good hoe. That'll firm you up.
Prestige worldwide.
Did you guys hear they're actually going to do a Catalina wine mixer?
They already have done a Catalina wine mixer.
Oh, for real? Yeah, for real one?
Yeah. Fucking it's been a thing. Catalina but it's wine. For like the stars. You have to have a lot of money. Culture. Oh, yeah. Culture. Rolling right in, cultural Catalina wine mixer.
What kind of beer are they having? Do they have any beer in the wine mixer?
Strike Brewing is the only brewery on the Catalina wine mixer. I'll do it.
I'm sorry. I know this is the wine mixer, but you guys have any beer? We got Strike Brewing. So you don't have any beer?
Keystone. Some Keystone Light.
Tasting experiences.
Well, this beer is weird. Like, not in a bad way, but it's kind of savory.
Whoa.
I know.
Wow. Savory. It's a ham and spinach crepe? What's going on here?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's made with mushrooms, and so it's got this, like,
whoa,
umami thing going on.
Umami?
Umami. I don't know if I don't know if they're psychedelic mushrooms. We're going to find out tomorrow. Call me. Check in on me,
who's
guys.
Who's that beer from?
All right.
Who's that beer from?
Tox Brewing Company.
Did somebody give it to the show, or is that your beer?
I donated it to myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found it at Cal Fresh.
Brad Stacy Foundation.
We call that self-distribution.
Yeah, sorry. You self-distribute?
I don't know.
Well, I was buying a bunch of wine, and then I found this one, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So it's a collaboration with Seacoast Mushrooms out of Mystic, Connecticut. Whoa. Oddly enough, where Mystic Pizza is, and very close to the Minx Cabaret. Lovely ladies there doing things to the pole that you might enjoy.
good for them.
If you're into good that sort them. Of thing. Yeah, you know what? They're paying off their college debt and whatever. It's all good.
Yeah, pay for that.
Pale ale brewed with gourmet mushrooms.
Gourmet mushrooms.
Gourmet.
Not just like some button mushrooms that I got from Save Mart.
Baby Bella's.
Yeah.
It's canned mushrooms.
Oh, gosh. So good.
Yeah, so brewed and packaged by 12% North Haven, Connecticut for Tox Brewing Company. So this is a contract mushroom brew, guys.
Oh, the contract mushroomer.
Got those shrooms. It's not bad, though. It doesn't say hazy anywhere on it, but because it's from the East Coast, I guess you could assume that it is a...
Like, we don't know how to filter
NEPA
stuff.
Yeah. From Connecticut.
Who wants to throw out a culture item?
I'm posting. I can't be bothered right now.
Oh, I'm posting on my Instagram.
I'm posting. Wow. I drank in Disneyland.
Inside the park.
Did you support the Cali?
No.
Squeeze.
Where do you get Cali squeeze?
I don't know. I thought they had that there.
You had to whisper
some of their Firestone stuff.
You had to whisper the squeeze part. The Cali squeeze.
Cali squeeze.
It's in very small letters.
Squeeze.
Cali squeegee. Cali crack is what we call it.
Did you offer Kylo Ren a blue milk? A hard blue milk? Did you have any hard blue milk?
Hard blue milk?
Yeah.
No milk was involved.
Makes me feel weird.
I'm feeling weird right now. Please stop saying hard blue milk. What? Hard blue milk? You want me to stop saying hard blue milk? That's what you don't want to start thinking about hard blue milk?
Mm-mm. All right. Wait, can you bathe in it? Is it good for the skin?
Maybe. No, it's like flavored coconut water.
That's when they ask, hey, okay, I would like a milk bath. Do you want it pasteurized? Oh, no, up to my tits is fine.
Oh, hey-o! <ba-dum-boom. laughs> Mom jokes.
You're welcome. Mom jokes, yeah. Happy almost Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Happy
Day
Mother's Day.
Yes.
Happy birthday to all the moms. happy
all
birthing
moms
day.
Collective birthday.
Yeah, collective
feels very genuine.
Birthing day.
We don't get to celebrate it any other time, but
no,
this Sunday.
Just, I want everyone to just sit back and think about your births. Any moms out there, just think about that birth.
You ruined my body.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Let it out. Don't worry. Your daughter doesn't listen. She listens.
Factual. No, she did tell me, though. She was like, I just want you to know that I'm never going to do that with my body. I might adopt, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Not giving birth. And I'm like, that's fair. Fair enough.
What do you have, Nick?
I'm trying to figure out who's making this. And when you punch in Bad Motivator IPA, Sierra Nevada, oddly enough, comes up.
Uh-oh. Is Sierra Nevada making Disneyland's beer? Sierra Nevada's never contracted.
In the cantina, the IPA anyway, is a tropical clear IPA. It's not hazy. It's clear. It's a West Coasty IPA.
Good.
Not much information. Good.
Good.
You mean great.
Amazing.
Not much information on who makes it, but Sierra Nevada does have a beer by the same name. And it is also a tropical IPA.
Pretty big coinky dink there. But I've never heard of Sierra Nevada contract brewing anything. Have any of you guys heard of this?
Seems
odd.
And it is made with Galaxy and Comet hops. Very space-themed named hops, if you ask me.
They went with the space hops. Does it have moon yeast? Does it have a yeast that was Earth?
Moon
yeast. Space shuttle yeast?
Well, the moon's made of cheese and not yeast, so no.
That's right. That's what they say. Well,
yeast is pretty ubiquitous. It's going to be all around that moon cheese.
they captured the yeast.
That's right.
Yeast samples from the moon cheese. Is that why we went to the moon? So we could then brew beer from moon yeast?
Get some of that yeast. I mean, I always thought that if I were to ever open a brewery, which I'm not going to do that, but if I did, on the moon. Well, it would be all spontaneous fermentation and it would just be called ubiquitous.
First brewery on the moon.
Shit's everywhere.
May I harvest your yeast?
Come here and breathe on my pellicle.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So we're putting it out there. Who knows who's making the Disneyland beer? Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows?
Let us in.
You know, at Universal Studios, the Moe's Tavern, that was coming from a brewery in Florida.
The Duff.
Yeah.
Duff beer.
Yeah, so I don't know if that helps at all.
Duff guy.
Oh, you think this is a Florida brewer?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
Disney
know.
Disney World?
Oh.
It's possible. I mean, because they're making the Duff beer for Universal Studios Orlando and also for California. So it would maybe make sense that they're also
Studios, it's the movies.
Doing that there. Yeah.
Prepare for a tangent. For the first time in my life, I heard a family who actually went to Disney World first and then came to Disneyland. And tried to tell their parents how our haunted mansion looked weird.
What?
What?
Did you beat them up right there? Just start.
I should have beat that kid up, huh?
Come here, kid.
Listen, punk. This is the original.
Ours is the fake. This one's weird.
This doesn't look like the Florida one. It's weird looking.
Did you have to walk to the entrance? Yeah. Let me see your passport, punk.
Let me see your passport.
Yeah.
This is America. Yeah, but you're from Florida. Let me see that passport. Yeah, it was strange.
It was traumatizing.
That was weird.
So anyways, you can drink at the cantina. I believe that's still the only alcohol in Disneyland. Two drink maximum.
Club 33.
Well, the
maximum
at the Blue Bayou, you get beers. You get Abita. They got Abita.
Oh, can you get beers at Blue Bayou now?
Yeah, now. Interesting. This is fairly recent. But you can get Blue Bayou beers.
Abita. No, Abita doesn't count. That's not beer.
Abita is beer. Hey.
It's a very New Orleans beer.
Yeah.
New Orleans. Got some.
Yeah, because I remember.
Dog something.
I remember that the Club 33 was actually a relatively large New Belgium account.
Ooh.
They bought a lot of.
Yeah, you're going to. Yeah, when you get in Club 33, you're going to drink.
Do you think there's vintage Fat Tire still at Club 33?
Probably. I'm sure they front loaded that shit like nobody's business.
Just keep pushing it back, pushing those bottles back. Just keep pushing
there's
them
some
back.
Dusty old OG Fat Tire back there. I'd smash it. 10 out of 10. Would drink again.
Oh, man. Mickey was at your table drinking. He's a
here. Okay, figure this out. Here's a comment from Reddit. As a certified Cicerone, Bad Motivator IPA tastes very similar to Hazy Little Thing.
I'm a certified Cicerone, so
revoke that guy's certificate right now, please.
I'm sorry.
Downvote Nick. Downvote that guy's comment right now. It's Nick, Cicerone. Are you on Reddit right now? Downvote it. Downvote it.
Download. Downloading.
No, downvote. Downvote. You're on Reddit. Downvote. Downvote. Arrow down.
Yeah, the E is not silent. It's Cicerone.
I'm a Cicerone, and this tastes a lot like Hazy Little Thing. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm a Cicerone.
Chicharroni. Okay. If we're going the
I'm sorry. Did they have a full day of tasting Sierra Nevada beer? Is that part of the Cicerone program?
Yeah, that's the course. That's course 5 of 7.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada actually runs the Cicerone course.
They don't.
So, this is the ultimate example of a hazy little IPA. But we also have a hazy big IPA.
Big. It's that? Big. Like, do you have a medium?
Brainwashing 101.
Hazy medium thing. The standard hazy thing. Everything's standard a little bit. It's like hazy. Everything's big or little. We can't.
I'll say I still love a good Sierra Nevada pale. Like a fresh Sierra Nevada pale is a fine thing. But I can't do the hazy little, big, or medium thing. not about it.
Well, all right. But what about the variants of the different flavors, though?
Yeah. What about the extra small special session IPA?
What about the
small beer?
Pink grapefruit, hazy little thing.
Grapefruit.
Don't say grapefruit. But.
Okay.
No. We could finally get a live throw up on the perfect board.
Yeah, sorry.
We were way overdue for that.
I can't do grapefruit anything. I was in Belgium and I drank this grapefruit beer. Have I told this story yet?
That's legal in Belgium?
Yeah, it was a beer made in Belgium and it was called Pink Killer, which I should have known.
Yeah.
Right then.
Wow.
That's what they called me in college. Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, what's that beer, White Rascal? That's what I used to tell people. That's what they called me in college was right. White Rascal.
Hey. Hey, give it to that White Rascal over there. She'll drink it.
Look at her.
What do you got? You said you got something for me to drink? Come here, White Rascal. Here, drink this.
Here's a straw. It's a fun straw. It was called Pink Killer and it was a grapefruit beer and I had it and it was like the last thing I remember just coming up and I can't do grapefruit. And that was several years ago. No, I still
not over it.
Yeah. Even LaCroix Pamplemousse. No, thank you.
Great. Cannot. Now you're going to get cases of grapefruit sculpin to your house
now.
Like, oh, send her a case of grapefruit. She's gulping. She'll love it. She'll have to drink
she'll
all of it.
She'll fucking love it.
She'll love it because I gave it to her, so she has to drink it.
I mean, if you want to pay me to drink it because you want to see me puke, I'm down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll do that. Somebody wants to pay me to drink some.
Hey, if there's money involved, I'm down. I'm a salesperson.
Wow.
Money is underrated to have. The only people that say, like, oh, money's not important are people that have money. No broke-ass paycheck-to-paycheck person ever said, oh, money's not important.
Right. Yeah.
Well, guess what's on this list of IPAs to drink from Up Rocks?
Oh, boy.
Up Chip.
Dial's Point Grapefruit Sculpin.
Does it? Is it on there?
Yeah, it's on there. It's on the list.
I thought nobody talked about it anymore, Sculpin or anything, Ballast Point.
And this article must be somewhat newish because the picture is of a 12-ounce can, which I've never seen of Sculpin before.
Seen it.
Had it.
Had
seen it.
I didn't think that 12-ounce cans were legal anymore.
Right.
I'll tell you what about 12-ounce. I'll tell you what.
Only
about
buyout beers can do 12-ounce.
The thing about 12-ounce cans is that when you're so used to 16-ounce, it's like it's so disappointing to have a 12-ounce can because it's immediately gone. So just like you're like, oh, my God, I've already drank this. This is depressing as hell.
I got really excited that Dust Bowl came out with 19.2s of Hobo.
Whoa.
Have you seen this?
I don't think I've seen the Hobo 19.2s.
Yeah, I was at Gazebo last week and I was like, yeah, I'll have a Hobo because it's kind of like my go-to when I first get there. Like that's my walk around beer while I figure out what I want to eat.
Don't know.
And they were like, do you want the 12-ounce or the 19.2? And I was like, what?
Good.
That's a spread.
I will have the 19.2, please. Yeah, it was pretty good.
I just got a 19.
I got many extra ounces.
Wow. I just picked up a Society 19.2 of, I think it's the Coachman. I don't know. One of the Society beers. Like just because it was a tall boy, I was like, oh, I'm going to need that this week for sure. It's nice. Going to come in here. But then I don't want to get used to those. Because then at some point, 16 ounces are going to be like, this is a small beer, 16 ounces.
Get the imperial pint. Yeah, it was good. I got to walk around extra. I got to do like two laps of Gazebo with the 19.2. That was pretty good.
Wow.
Got my steps in, figured out which burrito I wanted. It was
your watch great. Was all good job. You got your steps in.
Bling.
Exactly. It was like you
don't even know I'm drunk, Apple Watch.
I don't have an Apple Watch. Is that weird? Should I have an Apple Watch?
Yeah, I don't have one. I like old school regular watches that don't beep at me. And they just a watch and tell time.
I just keep my phone in my back pocket and then I walk and I think it records the steps accurately, but I don't know if I get extra bounce from the booty. It's an extra step in there.
Yeah, it's not accurate.
Mine does, so, you know.
Yeah. I was at work the other day and I said something about getting like a Brazilian butt lift. One of my coworkers was like, oh, I got a little Brazilian butt lift. It's great. And I was like, oh. And then I didn't know what to say. I was making fun of it.
Joke backfiring.
Abort. I was just thinking about maybe getting one. How did it go for you?
But I was like, did you have to go to Brazil?
Like, yeah, you don't need this in Brazil.
Because I see like I'm digging myself a hole and then I'm just like, well, you may as well just keep going until you get to China.
Right.
You know, just keep digging.
Is it like lifting a truck? Do they offer them in increments of 2 inches?
Yeah. Oh, she went to Tijuana, actually, to get it done.
Oh, dang.
You just got tension. What were these IPAs, Nick? What?
Where? What? Where?
What?
Oh, I think we're getting closer to confirming Sierra Nevada is the brewer of the Bad Motor.
Doing research, live research on the air.
Live research. Okay. These are Uproxx, the best West Coast IPAs to drink right now.
Okay.
Classic West Coast. This is classic, everybody. Classic West Coast. We're going back to 2012.
Yes. Classic West Coast.
Well, classic West Coast, a little malty. I mean,
that's
I need
how
some
it
modern.
Should be.
Well, no.
Well,
no malt.
I mean,
what?
No malt.
Get out of here.
I want it filtered, but no
Santa
malt.
I want astringency. I want the freaking enamel.
You want
Norcal.
You want
max IBUs. We
want
max
NorCal.
IBUs
you want NorCal or Portland IPA is what you're asking for. I want West Coast.
That is West Coast. It's just not California.
No, North, you know. Well, Northern California is not really.
Well, there's West Coast and then there's California.
There's West Coast and then there's Northern California West Coast.
Okay.
No malt. That's been decided.
No malt.
Don't put any malt.
Can you have the shoots?
If you don't have any malt.
Damn it. There's got to be another way. Vodka.
There is no other way.
Pour some vodka in
hop Alex. All hop Alex.
Pour some vodka in it. Get out of here.
Yeah, just give me whatever the hops give me, I'll take it.
I'm going to ferment these hops 100%. Wait 50
Go
years.
Ferment all these hops. Fermented hops.
You'll see.
Ferment the hops.
I'm better than all you.
Well, I think if you did rice...
Rice IPA.
It'd be ricey.
Ricey. Rice-a-roni in the San Francisco tree.
The San Francisco tree.
Is it hazy?
Is it hazy? No, it's ricey.
Ugh. It could be.
Rice grain IPA.
Well, that's unfiltered sake is hazy.
There you go.
Also sweet.
Sake bomb.
What do you need to cover still, Nick, on there?
Yeah, we went back in time. Like,
what do you want to?
I don't know. Years.
What do you want to know?
Throw out something.
Have you guys ever heard of Modest Brewing from Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Yeah, I think so.
Minnesota.
Modest.
I call it Modest, but whatever.
Modest.
Is it Modest or Modest?
It looks Modest.
Are you in the mood?
Teal label. IPA.
Yeah.
So this is the Teal's furthest East color. Coast, West Coast IPA on the list.
Okay. Furthest East Coast, West Coast style?
That's right.
Okay. Sorry. I just wanted to confirm.
East Coasters making a West Coast style and they never can do it right.
Yeah. What do they say about us making their NEPAs?
Here's one from North Carolina. Noda hop drop and roll. Mm-hmm. No duh.
Panda. That's a sarcastic
beer. You love
season.
It. Panda.
Duh.
Hey, if you want to know that joke, you've got to join the.
Yeah. You would just be bawling over laughing right now if you're a Patreon golden guy. He's like, oh my God, that was a great reference.
But if you don't get it, then you're not part of the club.
Yeah.
Boo on you. Bad. But true. So what is this beer rated? this furthest East Coast, West Coast thingamabobber.
What is it rate?
I'm sorry.
Further research.
Oh my God.
We can go to Untappd for that. Logging in.
Wait, you have to log in?
No duh. Hop, drop, and roll is a solid 3.97.
That's pretty good.
Not bad for Untappd.
Pretty good.
My friends have rated it a 4.04.
Oh, see, that's a better class of untappers. Your friends are always a little bit better class of a tapper than the regular public.
You can count on your friends to lie to you about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, unless you got too positive of
you
friends.
You need this.
You need fooling.
If you're like me, when when I don't know how to rate something, I'll just give a 4 and walk away.
Oh, that's like the Disneyland wait time when the Haunted Mansion's closed. If it says 13 minutes, that means it's closed.
That's closed.
So, like, if you give it a 4, Mikey has no opinion on it.
That means that there's people. Secret rating. There's people stuck in the elevator about to become ghosts for the ride. Ghostesses. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have much to like contribute to the culture stuff. It's been a wacky week.
What?
I know. The bomb squad came to my uncle's house.
Whoa.
The other day.
What did he do?
He's dead. But when we were going. We were cleaning some stuff out and we came across a mortar round from like the Korean War. And we
Kidoki.
I didn't know Fresno was part of that, but all right.
Yeah, we couldn't confirm that it wasn't live.
Yeah.
So we called Clovis PD. And
oh boy.
This dude came out and he's like looking at it. He's like, looks sketchy. Don't touch it.
Sketchy.
Wow. Yeah.
And then they sent the like explosives ordnance guys from the Air Force base to come out.
They weren't doing anything. I guarantee you that much.
They were not, but their truck was beautiful and shiny and all the neighbors got super freaked out.
Cool. Yes. Oh, freaking out some Clovis people. Yeah. We're totally going to forget
the neighbors.
We were like deep in the 93612. So it was like real, like all the Karens came out there. It's like, do I need to be concerned?
What's going on? Who are you?
One of the neighbor next door, she was like, I have a client coming over. And if she sees this van, like, I'm just saying right now that it's going to be like a thing.
That's the coolest thing that's ever happened right there.
It really
is. I have a client coming over to the house.
100%. I was a client.
I have a client coming over soon. How am I going to deal with this? Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, you figure it out. I don't care. This is a Clovis customer service, ma'am. I was like, I'm from Tower District, okay? So you don't want to fuck with me, first of all. I don't give a shit about your client. And
What am I supposed to do? I have a client coming over.
I still don't know what kind of business she's in, but her client came and went without incident, I promise you.
Wow.
I'm sure it's like some complete bullshit massage therapy. Not like any kind of legitimate.
Doing some Reiki and
she saged them.
I have a client coming over to get smudged. We sage.
Yeah. I have a client coming over. Was the client male or female?
I don't know.
You didn't follow up on this?
Hey, listen, I was paying attention to the explosives ordnance unit.
I feel like that was far more interesting. I feel like she was like a personal shopper for like some Clovis bro or something. Probably. That was like.
When it was all over when we left, I was like, well, toodaloo.
I hope your client went well with your client and he didn't leave you.
Her vintage Ed Hardy collection.
Yeah. Well, so it's pretty funny. So they took this thing away in like a armored box thingy and they were like, hey, so they tell us, they were
we're
like,
gonna
hey,
we're going to go blow it up for you.
Yeah. No, 100%.
You want to be there when we blow it up?
Well, first they x-rayed it. They x-rayed it and they were like, we can't confirm anything. Like they brought all these x-ray machines in and then they took it away in the box and they said, hey, we're going to strap some C4 to this bitch. And we're going to let you know what happens. And I'm like, okay, cool. So like an hour later,
so they Doug's call. Like, I get a VIP pass.
Oh yeah. Doug's like super fascinated with this whole thing. And an hour later, because he's the one with all the phone calls coming in, because he's the one that called anyways, because he's like, hey, you guys don't touch this thing because I don't know what's going on with it. Because it was also missing its safety pin. That was another thing too. So
yeah,
I don't know. Like, I think I don't know how close we were to like being hamburgerized, as my husband kept saying. He was like, we're all going to become hamburger if you just get away from this thing. So they called and they were like, hey, you know, we were all betting that most likely it was inert. But when we set off the C4, there was a secondary explosion and that thing was fucking live. And I was like, well, and then my husband's like, well, he goes, I did my duty today as a good citizen.
you owe him your lives.
I don't know about that.
Oh, I'm going to say it.
It had been sitting there. I called my mom. I said, hey, what do you know about this mortar round? And she's like, I know it's been there for 30 years.
So your uncle had to have transported that from Korea on some United States vessel. Korea.
He was born a year after that shit ended.
Oh, okay. Well, uncles. I don't know.
He was like four when it ended. Anyway.
Did he get this from another dude then?
Listen, I tried asking his urn, what the fuck, and I got no answer. Oh. So I don't know. But he was out there in the garage with us the whole time. And I'm like, hey, where did you get this thing? And the crickets, just nothing.
Yeah. So, you don't need to know. Unless you don't know.
But all these people were like, man, your uncle was such a badass. He was just out there like drinking his Chardonnay, watching TV in the garage, just sitting next to like certain
sitting
death.
Right next to it, just watching it. He's like
flicking bottle caps at it, just waiting for it.
Just waiting for it
just to aggravate, trying to aggravate it.
Wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so funny because these guys came out and they were like, I mean, they seemed kind of excited. They were like, oh, this thing is like,
finally have something to do. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I remember getting trained about this 20 years ago.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm not going to get a bill for this, am I?
Yeah. Like, oh, finally, we're going to make some money.
We never had to sign anything. The city of Clovis
would like to provide you with this bill.
I will say, though, that the first guy, the Clovis PD dude that came out, he's like this tall ginger, real good looking. I am.
Oh, you're telling me.
I am a sucker for a tall ginger. So,
wow.
Headshots, guys.
all tall gingers send you headshots to Rad Stacey. Husband.
No, I absolutely love my current husband for sure. No, and he said too, he's like, oh, they were gonna send out this super good looking guy, and I'm like, yeah, we're in.
So I told him, don't. I said no. All right, we'll send out our best looking guy to come out and meet. No.
He did say it was mostly a desk job because I was like, this seems pretty cush. Like, he came out in a van, like an unmarked van. He was like, what do we got going on, guys? I'm like, oh, you know, little meth, little mortar round from the 50s. Hey, what are you going to do? No big deal. Anyway, that was quite the tangent. If anyone wants to name a beer after my explosive ordnance fun, you can. It was a good time.
The EOD? No, EOD.
Yeah, Rad Stacey's near explosive experience.
Wow.
Oh, pretty wild. It was so weird. Like, I got home and I was like, what just happened? Like, we had the bomb squad account in Clovis scaring all the Karens. It was a good time.
Guys, suit up. We got some action.
Well, that was the thing too, is none of them were suited up. Like, so I felt like they weren't that concerned.
They're like, we don't know what to do. This has never happened before.
Like, oh, we're supposed to wear like a vest or something? I don't know.
Oh, that's a real.
But when they were x-raying, they were like, hey, you guys hang around the corner because we're using some x-ray machines. And I'm like, oh, we're afraid of radiation at this moment. Like, that's what we're afraid of. Just a little bit of radiation. Right.
All right. So to wrap up,
okay.
Hazy IPAs, bad. And watch, if you're going to clean your uncle's house out, be real careful.
Yeah, exactly. No, and he did ask it before they left. They were like, any other weird shit around here that we need to
Yeah. What other kind of, like, I don't know. I'll let you guys know.
In other words, we're out. We have not seen sunlight in a while. So please have something else fun.
I was like, well, we have your cell phone numbers now. So we'll call you if we find any other weird shit.
I'll text you. Say, hey, I found some. Check out this weird shit I found.
You guys have any side hobbies? Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Are we in a bachelorette party later? What are you doing?
Yeah, and culturally, not to put a damper on things, but I'm probably not going to be on the show next week.
What happened?
Wow.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I have a medical procedure happening early the next morning that I probably need to get some rest concerned? For, and I can't drink anything. So that sucks. I know.
Why even bother having it?
Trying to find a way out. Look, Mike, she's already trying to find a way out.
Here we go. It's over. Episode 510. Episode, what, eight episodes of Rad Stacey, and she's already done.
All of a sudden, she's like, next, oh, I have next to go week, get my arm
new co-host
amputated.
Coming in.
No.
Yep.
Not at all.
Matt.
It's my drinking arm. Otherwise, I wouldn't complain.
Matt and Rad Stacey are just going to be at the bar and like, yep. Was it Mikey talking over you? She's like, yep. Right, yeah. Takes a drink. Spokeasy. Spokeasy's just going to be filled with ex-co-hosts.
Oh, I got invited to Spokeasy tonight, and I declined because of my whole, like, gastrointestinal thing. I just didn't think that their bathroom was equipped for... for my illness.
I believe that. Like, you know what? I come down, but Spokeasy bathroom, just way too intimate. Like, way
sorry,
too.
Guys.
She's too delicate. Public. What can we say?
Right. Wait. Yeah, everybody knows your business at the Spokeasy bathroom. You can't. There's no hiding there.
I didn't want to traumatize her. So. It's
one of those dive bar style bathrooms that everybody knows, like the tiny little thing. Nothing beats Zapp's. Sorry to do another local reference here, but nothing beats Zapp Park's bathroom.
Oh, ever. My God.
Oh, that is the tiniest.
Nothing. Well, tiniest I mean, Tokyo Gardens can, but at least Tokyo Gardens bathroom was like kept up.
The bathroom
at Zapp's Park is not kept up and it's very tiny and it is just me. There's just. You're better off in the alley. You know, you're just like, yeah, I'm going to go in the alley.
So at least I can turn around in my own cage.
Yeah. At least have space.
Yeah. No, and I think I talk over you just as equally as
there's nobody over me. There's nobody that beats me in over talking over people on the podcast. This doesn't happen in real life, people, but on the podcast, I'll talk over everyone for days. Okay, I have something here. We're going to be here till 3 a.m, so I got to try to pick up the pace here. Style Watch. We've been doing Style Watch all year, waiting for a style to emerge as the style of 2023. Well, the Colin and Janine started the whole thylized talk when they called in, and we joked about it, and at least I did, and like, ha-ha, thylized. Well, now Craft Beer Channel is picking up on this, and now it's becoming a thing in the beer industry, that the thios, and you would know it more from the... Apparently, this is a thing in the wine industry already. For a long time. And now the beer is figuring out how to thylize their beers. And this seems like this is going to be by the end of the summer, you're going to be drinking thylized beers around town.
Yeah. I mean, the wine industry has really like for decades has really honed in on like the cheapest and most creative ways of introducing like copious amounts of flavor that they want, mm-hmm. you know, with the least amount of ingredients. So if you're, you know, so with thialized, right, you're using like powdered grape skins and all this nonsense. But also instead of aging wine in actual like new oak barrels, they would just throw some oak into a giant tank, like a tea bag, right? Mm-hmm. Like oak staves that weren't good enough to be put into like some cooperage. They would just be like, oh, we'll just toss it in there and then, you know, drain the wine off the top and whatever. So it's interesting that that beer is kind of adopting this like wine shortcut mentality. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wait, there's shortcuts in wine? Hey, newsflash, guys. Yeah. You guys.
Like, oh, they're not.
Winos wait, out there.
Yeah, wait. Wine isn't all perfect and like everything no. done, everything proper. Like, oh, we'll
it's so funny because I feel like America thinks that wine is like really highbrow. And there's like, oh, well, beer's for the commoners, right? Like, beer's for the common person. But like, wine throughout time has been made in all kinds of different ways. Nobody gives a fuck as long as it has alcohol in it.
well, it tastes good.
That's the truth. Yeah. That's, you know, table wine is the grapes that fell off and they were on the ground and they were like, well, you know what it'll do? It'll make alcohol.
You won't taste the fact that it was on the ground. Okay. Like, oh, these grapes are on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, look up Scrumpy, right? Scrumpy is like the poor person's cider. That's all the rotten apples on the ground that makes super high ABV cider.
Well, that's all look that matters.
Look it up. No, but we like, will not.
So the stylized. So the stylized is coming a lot from the if you want to go on the, I'm probably going to talk about it on Drinking and Thinking Saturday. My newsletter, drinkingandthinking.substack.com.
Right.
But Craft Beer Channel did like a basically like a 15-minute video of like trying to essentially dumb down what beer industry is doing with thio beers. Uh-huh. And you know, basically it's, you know, you're ramping up the hops that are like a Citra hop or a Mosaic hop or New Zealand hops,
sure.
That to get more fruit flavor out of it, get more aroma out of it, and get just like ramp it up, but without using more hops. And
yeah, and I actually think it's great. Like, I think that thialized, you know, methods of basically, you know, you're looking at, you've heard of the spice accent, right? Which is MSG, right? Monosodium glutamate, uh-huh. which is, you know, something you can add a small amount of that to something savory. And instead of having to add a whole bunch of salt or a whole bunch of other seasonings, you get all of those flavors to come to the forefront, right? Like, it's the same thing that thialized does to beer, is that you don't have to use as many hops, which I think is great for the environment, right? Not having to grow as many hops that are highly sought after while getting all the hop flavors that you're looking for. And I think it's great. Like, I think that less having to use less ingredients, as long as it's not something that's harming, you know, people, whatever, is
do you think a good thing. I haven't had a thialized beer yet. I'm guessing you haven't either, but I'm just wondering if you can like get like, oh, this is like a Citra beer that's been thialized over a non-thialized Citra. Like, would you be able to be like, oh, this has been thialized?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you'd have to have a blind tasting first and then like take your notes and then have somebody tell you like, okay, this one was thialized and this one wasn't. How does that change your opinion at all? But it would have to be the same exact style of beer.
Right.
And that would be kind of hard to do.
And that they're just, and it's just the thializing is basically pretty much just to the ale and lager category. You're like, you're not going to get a thialized stout. There's no reason for that, I'm assuming.
Probably not, but there could be a brewer out there that could prove us wrong.
Like, I'm going to do it.
I add MSG to my stouts.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally. Just like Panda Express.
Right. Yummy.
All right. Well, there you go. Colin and Janine started the thialized revolution, just so we know. Just everyone knows. I mean, that's where I first heard about it, was here in the Perfect Pour from Janine, mostly. I mean, Colin tried to, like, claim he said something, but, I mean, it was Janine.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's interesting. I mean, I think that just science when it comes to beer, and, of course, everyone is, you know, gravitating toward making all things that we consume, especially things that we're consuming for fun, like wine and beer, things that we don't necessarily need to survive, to be less impactful to the environment. I think that a thialized method is probably, you know, I feel like it's a promising way of going about getting a very aromatic, flavorful brew. Without, you know, a wasteful introduction of, you know, copious amounts of hops.
All right.
Or other ingredients. So that's my take on it. Nick?
Are you ready for stylized beer? I'm wasting time because I'm trying.
I feel like I'm in a test and I didn't.
I'm trying to bring up voice. I'm trying to bring up voicemails here. Sorry. Like, Stacey's doing a good job of revamping here.
Honestly, I'm not editing this. Googling how to ship things to France.
I like innovation.
Innovative beers.
That's right.
That's a new brewery. Tradition. That's our brewery. We're going to call it Innovative Beers. Like, well, what's innovative about your brewery? We dialyze everything.
And we don't give a fuck what you think.
We give a fuck.
That's innovation.
Mm-hmm. And if you're from Clovis, you're kicked out.
Is this stylized up to my tits and spine?
Whoa. That's okay. Call back. Again, if you're a golden god, you'd totally get that one.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
All right. I'm almost there.
Did nobody leave voicemails?
No, we've got plenty. I'm just having problems pulling up the device that gets the voicemails. That's all.
Is it charged? Do you have batteries?
That's also. Wow. It was 100% charged and now it's down to 20%.
I gotta call it out. It's funny.
Listen to this. This is a professional podcast. Five five 9 4 9 2 0 5 4 2 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. You can call us and leave us a little message, ask us a little question, or talk about something cool in your beer town. You got a beer town. Everyone's got their own beer town. Talk about the best beer in your town. And how
Beer Street USA.
Your beer.
What if you live in a street? City?
Oh,
what?
City.
No.
That's for New Yorkers.
New York City. Get the rope.
Yeah, sure. Tell me you grew up in the 90s without telling me you grew up in the 90s.
The 1890s?
What? Yeah, that's what I did. Yeah. Salem.
All the old jokes from last week. Felt old this week.
See, it's a process. We build on last week's jokes for this week.
Good.
Well, this is what happens when I don't pay attention to my son. It's Happy Libations again, and Hoppy Baby.
Hoppy.
And as we are going over the bridge to Tampa, the last thing that I was talking about was Willard's. They are under, so the manager who bought it, so he is now the owner, he bought it from the owner. So he is keeping things very much like pure normal Willard's vibe. Not doing anything normal to change Willard's stuff or anything. He's just sort of like
standard Willard.
No shake up.
He's getting a little more.
Don't do a shake up.
Like he's keeping up with the events and everything. But same great beer, same great people, same great vibe, whole thing. So Willard's still very much staying under new ownership. And I think that was all I was going to tell you. So keep up the good work, guys. Again. Love you.
Keep
peace
up
out.
The good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Hoppy. There, she left.
Love
the,
you.
She left the voicemail before, and it would not play. So,
oh
yeah.
So that was a clarification.
That was her second. That was her second clarification voicemail, but the first one won't play.
Dang
so
it!
I'm having to.
But now
move
we
on
don't know.
Well, now you could just say, like, if you want to hear the first voicemail, you should subscribe yeah to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. They want to hear it.
Hey, guys! I'm driving! Hey, guys!
You don't say.
It's Florida Steve.
Florida Steve.
What's going on? I know. It's been a while since
what you been doing,
my last
dude
voicemail. I was a little inebriated with my last voicemail. I'm... A little,
no
too,
way
a little bit too much fun at a playoff hockey game. Yeah.
Ooh,
anyway,
hockey.
Just wanted to kind of call, check in, and let you know that last weekend I went to, took a day trip down to the Florida Keys, and nice. We hit up Florida Keys Brewing, and I took a couple of six-packs home. I took home their Green Card Pale Ale, which is a really
what
good pale ale. And I also took home a six-pack of their Lighthouse Lager, which is
what
actually really smooth and refreshing. So, yeah, we just kind of hit a couple stops along the way down the Overseas Highway, Sunset Grill. We hit a little kind of tchotchke
at the Sunset
souvenir shop, and they have a big giant lobster out in front of the place. It's kind of a roadside kind of wonder in a way. Anyway, guys, that's all I got. Just wanted to let you know what I was up to. I'm actually helping move today, and yeah, no one likes to help someone move. It sucks. But anyway, I'm a
sucks
good friend.
No way.
I'm sure we're going to have some beers afterward. And sick guys. Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Oh man,
Lord is Steve.
Lots of driving.
That's the only
Florida
way you ever help somebody move is if there's a promise of booze afterwards.
Yeah,
it's like yeah, you will not
pizza
get anybody.
Like, oh,
yeah,
well, let me move. I'm gonna buy. I'm gonna get a pizza.
There's like, gonna be water. Oh, fuck you.
You're like, no. You mean
yeah
pizza? The default
costs more than your water.
The default dinner I have all the time, pizza. You're gonna. That's your promise.
My husband made this amazing chicken dish tonight.
Whoa!
It was Greek tavern chicken.
Whoa!
What?
I know. It was fancy.
Greek.
He's better.
Root
yeah
word of chicken is poulet.
It's very good. It was very good. And pilaf.
Hello,
I
Perfect
love
Core. This is Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Calling to give you a little backstory on the Freshtable, which you guys are kind of...
Yes.
Well, especially Radface, you're kind of bagging on it.
What?
Which I fully support. It's actually Hen House's festival. They put it up because they kind of, when they first came around, they jumped on Russian River's whole, like, you know, fresh thing, and their whole deal was 21 days.
We're fresh,
like,
too.
Don't drink this beer after 21 days. So they really emphasized that whole fresh thing, and then they came out with a Freshtable. But anyway, I will tell you that Adobe Creek, the brewery that I work at, poured at the Freshtable, and I did find out that they... Not only they had two kegs, and one was a beer that was about 5 days old, and one was one that was so fresh that we hadn't even racked it yet, and they just pulled off one keg from the tank for the festival, or excuse me, Freshtable.
Was it
so
cold yet?
At least fresh. Adobe Creek adhered to the rules of the no more than 7 days. I'm pretty sure, however, that some breweries, like if they didn't have you know, if they had an 8-day old beer or a 2-week old beer, they put them out there. I mean, come on, like,
yeah, they did.
If we have a beer that's a month old, it still tastes amazingly fresh. So it's that whole thing about like, oh my God, it's so fresh. I mean, sometimes they're so fresh that they taste obscenely green and they need to settle for a while. So the whole 7-day thing is a little ridiculous, but there you go. It's a marketing thing. And, yeah, so that's it. I was visited by, Psycho Bear this weekend at work, and he brought me two lovely beers, one from June Lake Brewing and one from now I can't remember what the other one's from. The June Lake was a delicious West Coast IPA, and the other one was a 11% stout with blueberry and vanilla, and that was quite nice too. That's a beer that I should have shared with somebody, but I made the mistake of just cracking it when I got home, and I only got through half of it, and the rest sat. Rest of the can sat opened in my refrigerator until I finally realized that it just had to go down the drain.
That always happens
to me. All right, guys, that's it for now. Guys. Keep up the good work. Guys.
Bye.
Bye.
And girls.
Bye.
I'm mad that he got to go
over
to
18.
What?
What?
He said, I'm girls. I said, I'm over 18.
Oh.
I'm a woman.
And women?
I'm a woman.
Man, that Psycho Bear got to go to June Lake, and I didn't.
I want to be a woman.
Oh, man. I've
been watching
posts.
June Lake Brewing on Instagram all winter, and they've just been amazingly deep in snow. They're on the other side of the Sierra Nevadas here in the Fresno, but on the other side. If you don't know the Sierra Nevada mountain range and you look at it on a map, June Lake Brewing looks like super close to Fresno. You're like, oh, it's like a 30-minute drive. But in actuality, it's on the eastern side of the Sierras at Sierras, and it would take like 5 hours to get there from Fresno. But yeah.
Oh, I found
one direct route.
I found a really wild, like, twerking video of a guy at Festival. So that's cool.
Oh, wow. So you twerk at the Festival. Wait, Paul's still got something to say. Hold on.
Okay, Paul.
Hey, guys.
Worth it. Let me twerk.
Paul calling again. So I've had a couple beers, and I'm about to watch some basketball. Warriors versus Lakers.
Oh, boy.
And
Warriors,
I'm craving
still
wine all of a sudden. So I don't watch a lot of sports. I don't drink a lot of wine. But is it okay to drink wine and watch sports?
No.
Of course.
It feels wrong somehow.
No.
But that's what I'm about to do. And maybe I'm going to jinx it.
Okay.
And that's going to make the Warriors lose. Whatever. Okay. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Yeah, it's all right. They won. So didn't make them lose.
Wine goes best with croquet, cricket.
Kentucky Derby.
Golf.
We watched the Kentucky Derby last weekend.
Golf. Yeah, the Kentucky Derby where all the horses die.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Like half the horses. They
dead
just,
horse.
Jesus.
Yeah, this one's got
but
the
it's
sniffles.
For America.
We'll euthanize it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
No.
Hey, it's Wazoo.
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 Live voicemail line before. This is kind of nerve wracking. You can't. You can't screw up.
Go.
You can't say the wrong thing. But I'm stuck.
You're on live,
I'm
man.
The veterans of the Perfect 40. This regularly. Anyway, hey, so I'm out in the Fresno County city adjacent to Fresno City because there's something happening in town.
Don't know
there's
it.
No. Friggin' hotels available under $300 a night. Jeez,
whoa.
Crap. Anyway.
In Fresno?
I've been to this little pizza place, and Mikey had recommended
like
it
big
well called BC's Pizza over here in Fresno
I think it's
County.
Fresno State graduation.
Adjacent Fresno City.
Oh, yeah.
They got a pretty decent beer list. So I started off my beering with a No Vacancy from Firestone Walker IPA. I believe it's a collab with Modern Times or Alvarado, one of the two. Solid IPA. Really tasty. Crisp, light, just refreshing, fantastic. But I also, on the side, ordered myself a 2023 parabola. And I had the parabola. Don't get me wrong. I love me a parabola. Love me a parabola. But it's so roasty. It's almost bitter, like 90% cacao and espresso being bitter. So uh-oh. It might need to chill out a bit. Sure, it's boozy. But, man, Nick, look out for that 2023. Strong fig, strong stone fruit. But, man, it's got some super roasty bitterness to it. Ordered myself a pizza. Pizza's a BC, fantastic. And then I had myself Hopnosis IPA. I believe it's a cold IPA or an IP lager or something like that, Firestone says. And drank that down, fantastic. And then to-go. They have to-go beer at this place. I got myself, at 32 ounces is what you have to take home, unfortunately. It's in a giant mason jar. I got myself an Iyengar Maybach from Germany.
It's coolest.
From Germany, Maybach.
We'll just give him a mason jar.
Another 32 ounce of the Hopnosis. They did let me try a mead called Viking Blood that I looked back on all untapped and had a couple of buddies that had that before. Interesting mead, 19%. Ain't going to drink the whole bottle of that by myself. And then I tried the Hop Concepts from Port Brewing. I'll take Hopnosis over that just for drinkability.
Ooh,
but, hey.
Forgot about Hot Cup.
That's all I got. I was calling in on the live voicemail line. Be safe, nice. Days, have fun. Bye. I'm in Fresno County.
Whoa, yep. I hear in the background.
Oh.
I hear that.
So, yeah, that... That Firestone No Vacancy is a collaboration with Alvarado Street, and it is a limited release Firestone Walker Invitational West Coast IPA, 6.5%.
A limited release.
And what's funny is my Rye on Life, my good friend who still works over there, he sent me a picture of it and he said, if you need material for the show. So I'm using it, Rye, if you're listening. He often listens. And he said that the buyer at BC's said about it, and I quote, way better than the stuff you usually make. So that's your that's your review of that beer from a third party. Pretty good.
Yo, what's up, homies? True to be here. 7 p.m. on Sunday, Thousand Oaks car show, chili and craft beer event is over. I've dropped off the company vehicle. I have logged out, not getting paid for it, but it's some promotional shit that I did for my beer release. Man, I'm tired.
Oh, chili.
That's not fun, homie. It's actually fun when you're on the opposite side of the table. Not when you're on the other mm-hmm. side where you're pouring. It's fun talking mm-hmm. to the people and getting to know them and talking with them, you know. But, yeah, that's a lot of work, homie. You know, bringing down three kegs. Actually, three kegs, we blew them all. They're all blown, homie. No,
we blew them.
Went
blew them
all. Hazy, our snuggle, our double dry hop, hazy with Citra, Mosaic, and Nelson. That went first. And then followed by our Valley Girl Blonde. That popped. And then the last one, it didn't really pop. There was a couple glasses left over.
Come on.
Our Close enough.
Red
Close
Ale. Enough. That's not a lot pop, of people think it tastes just like Trolley, but just with a little bit more dryness and bitterness. But we popped them, homie. That's a monumental occasion, homie. I'm so fucking tired. But yeah, that event is over. The next event is my beer release, Flantastico, homie, at A1A Brewery, May 13th, from 2 to 4, live podcast, pull up, people show up, try this stuff
we're
out.
We're not there.
Let
there
me know
can't
what you
be
think.
Else
and then, you know, that's how we do it, homies. We drink and we enjoy beer, so pull up, show up, and
why is there
represent.
A second chew beer in the car?
And,
I hear
you know, high fives
chew.
And hugs going around. That's all I gotta say, homies. So this Saturday coming up, the 13th of May at A1A Brewery from 2 to 4, come
check
hang
out
and support if you want.
There'll be an autograph
be
table.
All right, is it true your beer? And I'm tired, homie. I'm gonna just go home, I'll take a hot shower, and go to sleep. I have to watch you.
Hell
peace
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that was was always the best after a beer fest like that. You go home and it's quiet. You like feel like you're in a vacuum.
You gotta wash off all the festival off of you.
Yes.
Wash it off.
You can actually see the beer like coming off of you in the shower.
Like,
wow.
It's wild.
Beer particles.
Yes.
Chew your beer's industry now.
I'm car washing. Hey, it's Wazoo. I got a special guest in the car today. Back. It's the boy. He's trapped with me.
Great, Dad. Thanks for pulling me into this.
So, got to fly out to Michigan to pick up the daughter to bring her back to California. She was happy-ish to come home, but that's okay. I did get to visit with my buddy Marco, who lives out there outside of Detroit. And I texted him a little bit ago, like, hey, watch out for this beer called No Rules from Perrin Brewing Company out there in the Michigans. And it's like, it's been around for, I don't know, 7-8 years now. And he replied with a picture of their 2016 bottle, which he happened to bring over that we got to share. So we had a nice No Rules 2016 Perrin Brewing Company. Nice bourbon barrel aged stout. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's a Vietnamese porter. My bad. It's a bourbon barrel aged Vietnamese porter. You know, clocking in at like 13.5%. 15%. ABV, so it was quite tasty. And then, he lived in Oakland for a while, so I brought him a couple of bottles of Pliny, and we drank a couple of bottles of Pliny. It was fantastic.
Had it.
And just to see him, you know, he's a buddy. And then hopped on the plane and flew back.
They're getting into the dryer section of the car wash.
They have a beer made by, I'm not sure who makes it, but they have a hazy made for them specifically for the plane. So
this is the soaking part.
That'd be a great name for a beer. Hazy's on a plane.
Spotless rinse.
Spotless rinse.
I had other things to think about or talk about.
No need to dry. We've got
that's
you.
All
spotless.
Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates. Say
bye.
Bye.
Oh, man. Bye. So sad.
Boy. Wazoo, your son is not impressed by the perfect pour at all.
Who
the fuck are you calling? It's like the first time his son has ever cussed. It was because of the perfect
ever
pour.
Call you back?
Like, the fuck are you calling?
Have you ever made an outbound call with that number?
I have, but this is during the Dorktown era because the voicemail started during Dorktown era. And then somebody had called, and if I don't have it, the settings right, it looks like somebody calls my phone. So I didn't have to set it. Like, I can have a setting, which it's on, where it doesn't disturb my phone. It just goes to voicemail. But if I can also have it setting where it actually just, like, it's like as if somebody's calling my phone, but they're using that line. And that's what I had it on. But somebody was calling to leave a voicemail for Dorktown, but I just picked it up. And they're like, dude, you're not supposed to pick it up. And I was like, oh, what's going on, man? He's like, we're leaving a voicemail. You're not supposed to pick it up. I was like, oh, okay, sorry.
I'm supposed to pick
it up. He's like, now it's all messed up.
But then I called it back. Thanks. And I was like,
the settings sound really complicated, stylized. It's a stylized voicemail.
Google stylized voicemails. They're like, you know what? We can dialize
guys,
these voicemails.
You hear me?
Nice.
Driving. So, hey, I'm all caught up. I have listened to the latest show.
Oh, my God.
And
are you dialyzing yet, Scotty B? Great. And what I wondered what the warthogs are talking about with the dialyzing.
Is the main thing I wanted to talk about
never
was
heard about it.
Firestone Walker Invitational.
Yeah,
and
we'll be there.
Like Mikey isn't committing to going.
Oh my God!
And you know, normally I'd be like on board with that because the only time I like to go to beer fests is if I'm pouring. Zach's Brewing and
the only time
the Warthog's Home Brew Club at Brew Fests. I'm just not a fest goer. I'm more of a fest pourer. You know, but that's me. I'm kind of
not. You really say Scotty B's a home wrecker?
Waiting for a sea of flesh.
What?
Crowds really aren't really my thing. However, I would make an exception for Firestone Walker Invitational. No. Like, if I could get in there, like,
oh, interesting.
Good luck getting tickets, or you know, I'm not industry, or you know, like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get in there. But if I could,
we're I'd not go. Industry.
Because from what I hear, word on the street, that's not your typical beer fest. One of us. I hear that it's not wall-to-wall people, jam-packed.
It's not.
Waiting 50 minutes take a leak in front of an outhouse. Well, I don't know. Maybe it is like that. I don't know.
That's but not how those work.
I hear that it's different and special and better. So, Mikey, I think you should go. I think you should go.
Wait,
how
often
do you get a chance to go to that to that fest? So yeah, that's about all I got. Other thing is recycling. So yeah, it took me a while to figure out how to get the Humble C
label it's a kitty. Off
the can. But come on, it's a clear label. Like that's cheating. Meow, meow. A clear label. Come on, that's. People that
are like, what?
You know, like, I never claimed to be a rocket surgeon or anything, you know. So, I never said I was the smartest guy in the world. But anyway, I did figure it out. And another thing about recycling cans is you should crush your cans, folks. The reason why I say this is because if you crush your can, it's going to be, you'll be able to, like, put them in bags and store them longer before you have to go dump them, you know, because they take up less space. Uh-oh. And that's less trips, less gas being used to go to the recycle place. Okay. Yes. Captain Planet signing out. Keep up the great work.
Bye. Thanks, Scotty B.
Well, Mikey is on the list to go to WIBF. And we do have an outdoor tub that he can sleep in. At our
okay. B&B. Yeah, after one of those outdoor bathtubs that everybody has, I can sleep in that.
We have 65 square feet of space.
Ooh, 65. That's all I need.
I'm sure that Doug would scoot right over for you. Yeah. I don't know who wants come to on, be the Doug. Meat of the sandwich.
Scoot over.
Figure it out.
You don't snore, do you? Because I snore, and I don't like competition.
Oh, God. If I'm going to be next to two guys fucking snoring.
Hey, guys. It's Jeannie. It's me. Guess what?
Hi, Jeannie.
I'm in Paris.
What?
France, that
what?
Is.
What?
Yes, I
amazing.
Am.
Amazing.
And I've tried a few beers here. I wanted to make it to a brewery, but it was didn't open until late, and it was kind of out of the way, and I'd have to take a bus to get there, and I didn't really feel like it.
Oh,
taking
man.
A thing, taking a bus
stupid bus.
Way. Anyway,
Europeans and their buses.
From a local grocery store just up the street from my Airbnb, I did try two pale ales that were local. They were both kind of malty.
Nice.
Not really hoppy. Not my favorite. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. But I did have Hazy Jane by BrewDog. And that dog. Was delicious. It really was. So I would say, you know,
wow.
The Scottish, I guess,
they
know how to make the IPA.
And situational
don't really know how to make a good pale ale.
Hello, how
now,
are you?
Now, I did
you?
Not make it to any of the craft breweries that I wanted to, so I can't say definitively, but the two I tried in the grocery store weren't my favorite. Paris is a wonderful city. There's so much to see and do. The people were very, very nice. Everything what? I heard has not been true. The city was clean.
It's true. The people.
What about
true.
What about the
it was
the protests?
Just beautiful. Versailles was
skirted
amazing. Had all kinds of cool decorations and sights and everything. And then the Moulin Rouge. We went last night. My friend Gian is here with me. And we went there, and they sat us
that's
at a table for two on the stairs, and we shared a bottle of champagne, and we watched this
amazing
show. The theatrics were just amazing, and the girls are topless.
Oh,
so it's not.
Hell yeah.
I guess I was expecting the pasties, I don't know if that's just an American thing, but yeah, they were totally topless.
We cannot handle nipples.
It was nice. It was nipples. Fun. It was artistic. It was beautiful. It no was way we can handle nipples. The choreography was fantastic, and the costumes were amazing, and the performers could, they danced and they sang, and the props, and it was just a really cool thing. I would recommend to anybody and everybody to go and see it. You, if you just want your socks blown off. So not much about beer, but a little bit of
water.
And tomorrow I'm flying to Zurich, Switzerland, and I'm going to be traveling to Switzerland for a bit. So I'll call you guys next week and I'll update you on the beer scene in Switzerland. Yay. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
But
France.
France.
But I must know, did you have a fresh 1664? Come on.
Give me.
So good. I love France. I spent a little bit of time in Paris. Paris was not my favorite. I didn't hate it, but I think it's because I started in Epernay. And so when you're going to start in like the heart of Champagne district, it's hard to get out of that.
Oh, tell me about it.
Considering how much I love Champagne. So, yeah, it was like my fucking jam. And my husband could not believe it. He was like, how much bubbly can you drink? And I was like, you better fucking buckle up.
Yeah. Wow.
You better buckle up.
This is what you signed up for.
Yeah. I'm like, you have no idea. I get zero headaches, zero hangover, like champagne.
When it's that good, you don't.
Yeah, it's true.
Wow.
Yes.
The tech is high.
I'll let you know next year.
We are in low battery mode, and that includes all the sound effects and the actual broadcast of the show. So Big Cod Drinking, Rad Stacy, do you have one beer? One beer do you want to talk about that you had this week?
Holy shit, you just put me on the spot. Yep. Nick, you go first. I'm so sorry.
Nick, did you have one fucking beer that we haven't talked about at Disneyland?
At Disneyland?
Yeah. Or
no. I had my Strike Brewing in the hotel.
Nobody cares about that.
And then I had my Bad Motivator in Disneyland.
Okay. Now we care. And yeah.
And I found a we made a side trip to Hollywood before Disneyland.
Okay.
To the Snow White Cafe.
Okay.
Which is we thought okay, this is going to be a classic American diner, right? We're going to find great sandwiches and old-timey fare, and it's on Hollywood Boulevard, and it's now a dive bar.
What?
Although there is Snow White paraphernalia around the room and one legitimate Disney Imagineer commissioned artwork piece.
Okay. So there's something.
There's actual Disney artwork there, but the rest of it, it's just a dive bar with sports TV on the thing.
I like it.
And I had a Lagunitas IPA.
A Lagunitas IPA.
Wow, that's classic.
Yeah.
So
that was the situation beer of the day.
All right, so I've got my one since we're in low battery mode and I feel super pressured.
Yeah, pressure. go.
Okay, so I had a Mellow Wood Rausch beer donated by Wazoo. Thank you so much. I actually super duper liked it. It's an oak aged smoked amber lager. And I was actually expecting it to be overtly smoky for whatever reason, but it was smoke on the nose, but actually pretty dry on the palate. And I liked that the smoke didn't completely take over. I thought it was pretty good.
There you go.
And it was fun because I actually wasn't planning on having any beer necessarily that day because I think it was on Sunday. And my husband came in and he's like, let's split this. And I'm like, let's do that. And he really liked it too. So thank you. It was very, very good. Yeah, that was it. That was my
okay.
My beer of note.
The Nick 80 on Untappd and Rad_Stacy with an E
Don't forget the underscore, Stacy, or the E.
No.
You won't find me.
Yeah, you'll never be able to find me.
Lost.
And if you're, and some of you out there listening too, if you're ever passing through and you're like confronted with $300 fucking hotel bills, just, I don't know, reach out because I have a pull-out couch.
Ooh. Does it have the bar? Does it have a bar?
It does not. No, it's actually a really nice. It's new and it's memory foam. It's really nice. And and if you're a weirdo, my German Shepherd will just fucking kill you. So.
Yeah, if you're cool, Shepherd will leave you alone. If you're not,
it's true.
Cool,
yeah, he knows how to sniff it out.
Yeah. So there you go. There's an offer.
Yeah, just reach out.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, because I talked to him earlier today, and I think it was a Fresno State graduation thing, and I don't know what else is going on in Fresno. Wow, I'm hearing myself back.
Yeah, and I'm getting some feedback.
I don't like hearing myself at all. It's really terrible. I feel really bad for the listener. The perfect
Can I make you an appointment at I Break You Fix or You Break I Fix place to get your battery situation handled? Or?
Oh, wow.
I like to see how long
this show's
we can
over.
Do it. For,
this show's over. We can't afford that. Yeah. Are you crazy?
I like to have audio issues for every episode, and it's different audio issues. It's not the same one. It's always a different one.
Guess what it'll be today. Yeah.
No podcast can come up with new issues at episode 510 and still like, oh, we found a new way to fuck up the show. don't worry. I'll talk about mine next week. There's like a Deschutes 12 pack that ended up being an old 12 pack that I was really pissed off about.
How old?
From December. December dates.
And you've been bamboozled.
I got bamboozled because there wasn't any dates on the 12 pack.
It was on sale.
It was on sale. Well, I was good. Rad Stacy was mentioning Sierra Nevada's earlier, like, oh, it's good. Because it was budget week for me because it's a non-paycheck week. So I'm like, well, what do I do? How do I get the most bang for my buck? And that's a 12-pack. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a 12-pack of Sierra Pales, and that's going to – I'm going to be fine for the week. And then I went to another 12-pack of Sierra Variety Pack, which was the same price as the pails. So I'm like, whoa, I'll get four different beers for the same price as these pails. So I'll get that. And then I saw the Deschutes 12-pack. I was like, oh, there's like three different beers in here that I haven't had. And it was the same price. So I'm like, oh, this is better because new beers, because this is all I care about. Because I'm a piece of shit IPA guy that only cares about new things. So I was like, I'll buy this. And it was all bright and shiny and sale price and right on the top. Whoa. And I'm like, I checked it for a date and I couldn't find it. So I'm like, oh, this is like new enough. It's right there. It's right there in the bright, like shiny and new. And I got home and I started, and the first one I opened, I'm like, boy, this tastes really old, but it can't be old. And then I turned over the can and the day was there. And it was fucking like December 20th or some shit. Like,
you were swindled, my friend.
I got swindled. Damn, Saint Mart. So that's how my week went. But I'm having this not too shabby, shabbily IPA from Single Seed and Dimensional Brewing Company, I believe. This is a beer from Iowa, and
Iowa.
You know, I'm digging this mushroom one. Actually, I was unsure about it at first, but maybe it's the nootropics.
Yeah, man.
Are you high?
Nootropics.
How many of me are you seeing?
How long have there been snakes growing out of your head, Nick?
Yeah, dude, that's pretty weird.
Since I got off of Indiana Jones.
Wow. Hey, was Indiana Jones working?
No.
Oh, was it?
What?
Because because they shut it down to like.
This is the first time I've ever been on a Disneyland ride when it broke down.
What?
Oh, you were
How
on
is that
it?
Possible? That
I was on it. It
that
broke
happens
down.
To me
but,
every
no,
single
but
Disneyland trip, a ride breaks
two
down.
Two different times, in the same exact spot. We broke down twice in the same exact spot, 8 hours apart.
Yeah. That you
was
haven't
it at like the yep. boulder.
You
the
haven't
boulder
been
scene?
On a ride until you broke down the Indiana Jones ride.
Just before the boulder scene. So by the time they got the ride running, I saw the fourth wall behind the boulder with the lights on, the emergency lights on.
You see all the like,
I saw the whole track
shit,
mechanism.
Like,
yeah.
The whole magic. Saw, we,
the boulder does not roll. I got news for you. The boulder doesn't roll.
Boosh.
What?
Quiet. Nick, I've been on it when it shut down in head. Front of when Indiana is hanging on the rope, and you just sit there and you just look at Indiana hanging on the rope, and he's not doing anything. Uh-huh. And yeah, I've been
lights on Indiana.
I haven't been on in the lights on. They didn't turn the lights on.
Yeah,
we were
lights
just sitting
on
there.
Indiana is like, ooh, man, you look a little rough.
And he's like hanging there, like swinging back and forth, and his lips are moving, but like the track isn't playing, and he's just like,
yeah,
Nazis.
Yeah. Nazis. That's accurate. Yes,
it would have been really
listening. Can't see me, but
tourists.
It would have been really good if like the voice was just stuck on him saying Nazis. So you just been Nazis.
So I will tell
like
you
like
that
Nazis.
That's actually not
Nazis.
The ride breaking down. It actually they stop it because somebody is spreading cremated remains in the middle of the ride,
that's
and they
pirates.
Go and arrest them.
I've seen that happen at Pirates, where they turn the that. They turn the lights
There's
on.
There's no way that would
they,
happen twice.
They
on the
stop
same day.
The stop the ride, turn the lights on, and it's just all of a sudden Pirates of the Caribbean looks like a warehouse. And then two people come from a secret door, grab a guy, and then pull him across the water, and then the lights turn back off, and then the ride continues. You're like, oh, fuck, that guy's dead.
It's like for me.
All right. Cheers to everyone that listens to the show and shares the show. We really appreciate it, especially the Golden Gods.
Don't drink the pirate's water.
Yeah, do not drink that water.
For sure.
Yeah, you'll see all kinds of stuff.
I can see the music.
You'll definitely want your water turned on at whatever place you're at. You don't want the water to be shut off.
Don't come shit at the bean right now. It's fucked up.
Thanks to Hops underscore Hound. Thanks to everyone that shares and talks about the show. We really appreciate it. You're really cool. And you know. Thanks for still being around here after 510 episodes. Or
thanks, everybody.
Any episodes.
See you. Will I see people like what? Next week, maybe not. And
where
then,
is your, well, Chew
right
Your Beer. Chew Your Beer is going to be somewhere Saturday. Watch out for Chew Your Beer. Go back and listen
Watch
to
out.
Chew Your Beer's voicemail. You'll see where he's at. You know, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to Rad Stacy.
Thank you.
Oh,
I have Squo's life from my loins.
You did it. You did the whole thing. Legit style.
All by myself.
All by yourself.
Hot tub by myself. The whole
Wow. All right.
And happy Mother's Day to you guys out there who are doing both things too.
Yeah.
Your mother.
Good luck on making brunch and not fucking it up.
Oh. Dude, wait. Do you go out on Mother's Day on the restaurants?
No, dude. Are you kidding me? That's like the worst.
It's insane out
there.
The
worst idea ever. It's,
yeah.
Just overdone eggs and sadness. I can't. And actually, I made a mistake.
Good luck going to Mimi's Cafe.
Yeah, fuck that. No, I'll make my own damn brunch, like, because I want it done right.
Damn.
I know. I'm like
mimosas or Bloody Marys.
Mimosas. Actually, you know what? I just drink the champagne. To be honest, like, I'll look at the orange juice, maybe have a glass of it, but. Yeah, just a little spray on top. Just a little.
Mother's Day around here is the same as Father's Day. It's the ultimate irony of Mother's and Father's Day is you don't want to have to do anything.
Yeah.
Like as a Father's Day, like what do you want for Father's Day? To not be a father for a day. And that's the same way as Mother's Day. It's just like, can I have zero responsibility for a day? That's all you ask for.
My daughter's super duper good. She knows about my whole champagne thing. So she'll just bring me a glass and be like, happy Mother's Day. And I'm like, fucking wow. Sweet. Yeah, thanks.
Kid of the year.
She's like, do you want anything to eat? And I'm like, eventually.
At some point, I'll let you know.
Eventually. I have to go to LA on the Monday after Mother's Day, so I'm not really looking forward to that. It's for work. If it was for fun, it would be something different, but
oh, come on, the Grapevine.
Yeah, that's the best, the Grapevine.
Oh yeah, so good.
I'll go have my In-N-Out burger right on my way, and yeah, we'll have a good time. Thanks, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there also.
Everyone, be safe. Have fun.
Oh, yes.
But first, before make your mom check
her mailbox for a card.
Make your mom check her date.
Yeah.
Check her date.
Stacy's mom will have a good time. Stacy's I'll make sure mom. She has a good time.
Wow.